Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to today's class. We're going to be starting a new course, which is Kingdom Living Patterns and Principles. Now for the introduction. All men live in a natural kingdom of this world. They live in a city or village, which is part of a nation, and that nation is a kingdom of the world. In addition to the natural kingdoms of this world, there are two spiritual kingdoms which exist, and every person alive is resident of one of these two kingdoms, the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. This course concerns the kingdom of God. It introduces the two spiritual kingdoms, the rulers and residents. It provides spiritual keys for gaining access to the kingdom of God and warns of things which result in being cast out of the kingdom. The past, the present, and the future of this kingdom are examined. Kingdom parables are explained, and its patterns and principles of living are stressed. Why is the kingdom of God important? Jesus told his followers in Matthew 24:14, "And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So before Jesus returns to set up his kingdom in its final form, the gospel of the kingdom must be extended throughout the nations of the world. In order to preach the gospel of the kingdom, you must understand the kingdom of God. And before you can become a custodian of the keys of the kingdom, you must first experience that kingdom. In the past, much emphasis has been placed on the life and ministry of the King of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, and rightly so. But not enough emphasis has been given to the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus told the religious leaders of his time in Matthew 23:13, "Ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." So it was the gospel of the kingdom which was the central purpose of Christ's life. He began his earthly ministry by declaring the arrival of the kingdom. That was in Matthew 4:17. And he ended his earthly ministry by speaking to the things pertaining to the kingdom, which is in Acts 1:3. So, in between the beginning and the ending of his earthly ministry, the emphasis was on the kingdom. In Luke 4:43, it says, "And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent." So, the kingdom of God was the greatest concern of Jesus. His teaching and parables focused on the kingdom. His miracles were a demonstration of the kingdom of God in action. The phrases kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven are used over 100 times in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we are told to seek first the kingdom, to pray for it, and to preach it. We are told to enter into the kingdom and taught that residency in it requires a new lifestyle. To enter this kingdom to maintain residency and to fulfill the commission to preach its gospel to the world, it is necessary to understand the principles and the patterns of the kingdom. That is the purpose of this course. But there's a greater purpose than just understanding kingdom principles. You must go beyond mere knowledge of the kingdom to actually experience it and to make it a central purpose for your life. People seek for meaning in life. They want a cause for which to live and die. Make the kingdom of God your central purpose for life and ministry. It is the kingdom which cannot be shaken by enemy forces, and it is an eternal cause to which you can give your total allegiance. Now for the course objectives, upon completion of this course, you're going to be able to identify the invisible spiritual kingdoms. You'll be able to identify the rulers of invisible kingdoms. You'll be able to identify the residents of invisible kingdoms. You're going to be able to explain how entry is gained into the kingdom of God. You'll be able to summarize the past, present, and future of the kingdom of God. You're going to be able to list the sins which prevent entrance into the kingdom of God. You'll be able to recognize the importance of spiritual patterns and principles. You're going to be able to demonstrate understanding of the basic principles of the kingdom of God. You'll be able to demonstrate understanding of kingdom parables. You'll become an ambassador of the kingdom of God by spreading the gospel of the kingdom. You will continue independent study of the kingdom of God. And lastly, you're going to continue independent study of the ministry and teachings of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, The Invisible Kingdoms. The objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completing this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You'll be able to demonstrate the understanding of the natural and spiritual worlds. You'll be able to define the word kingdom, identify the two spiritual kingdoms, identify the rulers of the spiritual kingdoms, identify the residents of the spiritual kingdoms. You'll be able to define the kingdom of Satan and define the phrase kingdom of God. Our key verse is found in Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So as an introduction, this chapter concerns the natural and spiritual worlds. The natural world is that which you can see, hear, touch, or taste. It's the invisible world around you. But there's another world which surrounds you, to which you are also a part, and it is an invisible world which is composed of two spiritual kingdoms. In this chapter, you're going to learn about these spiritual kingdoms, their rulers and residents, and you're going to learn of the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. First off, you have natural and spiritual. So man exists really in two worlds, the natural world and the spiritual world. The natural world is that which can be seen, felt, touched, heard, or tasted. It's tangible and visible. The country, nation, city, or village in which you live is a part of the natural world, and you are a resident of a natural kingdom located on one of the visible continents of the world. And you can see the people who are a part of your environment. You can communicate with them, and you can experience the sights and sounds and smells around you. But there's another world in which you live. The world is a spiritual world, and you cannot see it with your physical eyes, but is just as real as the natural world. Paul speaks of the division of natural and spiritual in 1 Corinthians 15:40. It says, there's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. So all men have a natural body which lives in the natural world, but man is also a spiritual being with an eternal soul and spirit. And man is body, soul, and spirit. And your spiritual being, soul, and spirit is part of a spiritual world, just as your natural body is a part of the natural world. Two spiritual kingdoms. There are natural kingdoms of this world, and a natural kingdom is a territory or people over whom a king rules. The Bible speaks of the kingdoms of the world. The kingdoms of the world are presently under the control of Satan. And Matthew 4:8-9 says, again, the devil taketh him, Jesus, up into an exceeding high mountain, and he showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, all these things I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. So in the future, all the kingdoms of the world will become kingdoms of God, and he will rule over them. Revelation 11:15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall rule, or he shall reign forever and ever. So, in the natural world, a king is the sovereign ruler of the kingdom. All the territory and the people of the kingdom belong to him. He is the power of life and death over his subjects. The spiritual world is composed of two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of Satan consists of Satan, spiritual beings which are called demons, and all men who live in sin and rebellion in God's word. The kingdom of God consists of God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, spiritual beings called angels, and all men who live in righteous obedience to God's word. The kingdom of God. There's one kingdom of God, but it is described in different ways in Scripture. The expression kingdom of heaven is also used as a name for the kingdom of God. The kingdom is identical with the kingdom of the Father, which is in Matthew 26:29, of Jesus, Revelation 1:9, of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 4:1, of Christ and God, Ephesians 5:5, of our Lord and his Christ, Revelation 11:15, of our God and the power of his Christ, Revelation 12:10, and of the Son of his love, Colossians 1:13. All of these names are the kingdom of God. For the purpose of simplicity, the single title Kingdom of God is used in this course. Now, the Kingdom of God is not a denomination. Denominations are man-made organizations of groups of churches. They've been established for practical purposes of organization and administration. Denominations are major church organizations like Baptist, Assembly of God, Methodist, Lutheran, etc. The Bible speaks of the true church, which is not a denomination or religious organization. The true church is composed of all those who have become residents of the Kingdom of God. The true church is the corporate spiritual body which God established, by which the gospel of the kingdom is to be extended to the nations of the world. The church is composed of all men and women who are residents of the Kingdom of God. The church is not only to preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom, but it should provide a scale model of life in the Kingdom of God. The church should operate by kingdom patterns and principles and demonstrate in its lifestyle and teachings of its King, Jesus Christ. The Kingdom of God existed in the past, and it exists in the present, and it will exist in the future, all in different forms, but at the present time in the natural world, the Kingdom of God exists individually within every man, woman, boy, or girl who has made Jesus King of their lives. In the future, there'll be an actual visible revelation of God's kingdom. You will learn more about past, present, and future of the kingdom of God later in this course. Because the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom and not a natural kingdom of the world, it must be understood with a spiritual mind. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Rulers of the kingdoms. The kingdom of Satan is ruled by Satan, and you are going to learn more about him and his kingdom in the four further study section of this chapter. Satan was originally a beautiful angel created by God and was part of the kingdom of God, but he tried to take over God's kingdom, and you can read about his rebellion in Isaiah 14:12-17, and also in Ezekiel 28:12-19. Several angels joined Satan in this rebellion, and they were all cast out of the kingdom by God, and they formed their own kingdom, which is called the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of God is ruled by the Trinity of God, which is composed of the Father and the Son and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. You will learn more about the ruler of the kingdom in chapter 2 of this course. Residents of the kingdoms. In addition to the rulers, there are other residents of the two spiritual kingdoms. Evil spirits called demons are residents of the kingdom of Satan. These spirits can enter, torment, control, and use humans who belong to Satan's kingdom. They motivate many evil acts done by men and women. Before the end of the world, Satan will use two special spiritual beings in his kingdom called the Antichrist and the False Prophet, and they will be part of the final deceptive plan of Satan to overthrow the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God also has residents, and they are angels, which are spiritual beings who minister to men and women who are part of the kingdom of God. Just as demons do the bidding of Satan in the world, angels do the will of God. Although angels and demons are spiritual beings, they reveal themselves visibly and verbally in the natural world on occasion. Demons possessing the bodies of men speak and act in evil ways through them, and angels sometimes appear in visible form. In addition to the spiritual beings, all people alive are either residents of the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. Entrance to the kingdoms. One of the parables told by Jesus reveals that all men are either part of the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God, and Jesus compared the world to a field. The good seed in the field were the children of the kingdom of God, and the bad seed, which resulted in the growth of tares or weeds, were the children of the wicked one. We find that in Matthew 13:38. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So people enter the kingdom of Satan through natural birth. The Bible teaches us that all men are born in sin. This means we all have a basic sin nature or the seed of sin within. Their natural inclination is to do evil. In Psalms 51:5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed from all men, for all have sinned." And Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So, because we are born with the basic sin nature, we have all at one time been part of the kingdom of Satan. The whole message of God's written word in the Holy Bible is to appeal to man to move from the evil kingdom of Satan to the righteous kingdom of God. Men are born into the kingdom of Satan through natural birth, and they must be reborn into the kingdom of God through spiritual birth. You will learn more about this in chapter 4 in Keys to the Kingdom. So, those who are born again change their residency from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. They change their allegiance from Satan to God when they enter into the kingdom of God. They must learn the principles which govern life in the kingdom. It's like learning the lifestyle of a new country which you have immigrated. You will learn more about these important principles in other lessons of this course. Relations between the kingdoms. From the time of the rebellion of Satan, there's been spiritual warfare raging between the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. The Bible is a written record of the warfare between these two kingdoms. The spiritual warfare being waged throughout the world is over the minds, souls, and spirits of mankind, and Satan is trying to keep men captive to sin in his kingdom. Through deceptive methods, he entices men and women to partake of the temporary lust of sinful living. He aims for the affections of the soul and spirit which rightfully belong to God. John 10:10 says, "The thief, Satan, cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, am come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly." The warfare of the spirit world will continue to the end of the time as we know it. Spiritual warfare is a subject of such great depth that the entire Harvest Time International Institute course, Spiritual Strategies, a manual of spiritual warfare, has been devoted to it. The course focuses on the kingdom of Satan, his strategies, and spiritual tactics for defeating the forces of evil. So that's it for this lesson. Please do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.